This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y Tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Hey guys. Welcome to Sassy Tarot, the podcast. I'm your host, Veronica Osorio, and what you're listening to is by the wonderful musician, Peter McKendall. So today I'm very excited because I need to drink water. Okay, this is flowing so much better. Today I'm very excited because I have in studio someone that I am eager to talk about the tarot with, and you've heard her here in Forever Dog before, in Teen Creeps Pod, right? Is that your only?
Yeah, Teen Creeps.
Yeah, it's really good. I did it. It was actually an episode about the tarot. Lindsay Katai, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Very exciting. Very excited to have
you here. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. So right off the bat, I'm going to bring up the fact that you brought your cards. So I don't know what they are. I've never seen them before. So I'm excited to discuss. They have twin. It's a. Would you describe what you have? Or
yeah, sure. It's a. It's a Book of the Dead deck. It's Santa Muerte. And they. I don't do.
She's
I don't know
a,
how to.
Such a basic bitch.
Like, Santa Book of Muerte. The Dead. I read it first. Mm-hmm, it said it on the box. But it's a very beautiful but intense deck, and I don't. I have not yet taught myself how to. Read tarot.
Yeah.
So I haven't really delved into it, but so I just brought it to show you.
I'm very excited to see it. I'm very excited to play with them a little bit and check them out, see the images in the deck. So Lindsay, the way we invited you here is because when we had the holiday party at Forever Dog, you were like, I'm really interested in checking out the tarot podcast, and yeah. So I want to ask you what if this is something you've been always interested in, or is this a recent?
Always interested.
Okay.
Yeah, drawn to like any new age thing since I was little,
right.
little.
And then now you're like, okay, this seems like right up my alley.
Yeah,
in terms of my interests.
Yes.
Do you read a lot of Teen Creeps novels that are like esoteric in that way, or are they mostly
mystery,
like, or
real throwaway mystery thriller murder at the beach?
I see Goosebumps style.
Yeah, older than Goosebumps, but R.L. Stein, Christopher Pike. It's all just like teens and murder.
I see.
Yeah,
cool.
Christopher Pike though is actually, he gets really esoteric.
Really? How so? Like,
he just starts more and more just thinking about like the nature of life and talking about meditation.
I see.
And so he has these books where there's like a 5,000-year-old vampire, but she like kind of like travels through time in her mind to like right wrongs and then like negates her own existence.
Whoa.
And there's another one called The Starlight Crystal where a woman like goes into space for a mission and something happens to the ship and she like outlasts the universe until it starts all over again.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there are his books can get that way.
This is really like bold writing.
Yeah.
I don't know how
he's
anyone
my
would,
favorite.
Yeah, whoa. I don't know anyone who would dare to be like, oh yeah, you outlast universe. That's like such a it's just bold. It's just bold to do. So that's pretty cool. So here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is I want to talk to you about the tarot for a little bit, and then we're going to pull some cards for you, and we're going to talk. So what I've noticed usually happens when I do this is that the reading becomes me talking, and then the person's like, And so if you feel inclined to saying like what does resonate with you or why, please feel free. And then, but it's not just sometimes I feel I don't ask questions to people when I'm reading the cards, because what I don't want is for people to think that I am asking personal information so I can make sense of the cards.
Right.
But that's exactly what I'm doing in a different way. In a different way. What I'm doing is, there's a specific reason why a message is there. And so instead of me being like, okay, this could be about feelings, this could be about a partner, this could be about, you know, like several, instead of giving you options all the time when you actually know what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's just a shortcut. It's easier.
Like, not sitting here trying to make you be psychic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not a psychic. What I do is I read the cards as they come out, like a book, you know? So what I tend to do is I see the patterns. I see, I don't know. This is also so that you can, where are your cards? I'm like,
oh, I just set them aside.
You're like slowly like picking them out of the room. are these a tarot? Is this a tarot? 78. It's 78.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a tarot.
Yeah, it's a full tarot deck.
So why don't we do something? I have two different tarot decks that I thought you maybe will enjoy.
Okay.
So one of them is manga.
Oh, fun.
Fun, indeed. So you see how the images are, right? Kind of like 80s. Like animated, like,
yeah,
series,
like illustrated,
illustrated, yeah. And then there's we have the good tarot.
I love the size contrast.
The what?
These are tiny, 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 and then those are big, big, big.
These are like so hard to shuffle.
They look hard to shuffle.
They are hard. And then there's these are also hard to shuffle
for they're tiny.
A whole other set of reasons. I can't ever like do the how do you is this shuffle? Does it have a name? Actually, I don't know anything about this. Like this shuffle, when you split it in two and do this.
My mom would know. She was a blackjack dealer.
What?
But, I don't.
Did I know this?
No, I don't think so.
I have a feeling because of the book we read.
Oh, maybe I mentioned it.
Because in the Game of Trumps
book, oh, maybe.
The aunt works as a dealer in a casino. And she, at some point, the star of the book, like the star of the book, the lead, goes to her aunt's work.
Oh,
and it's like
I guess I did.
She's dealing things.
Yeah, I'm.
That's why I like,
did then.
I took a beat. I was like, whoa, okay, I know this information. It's not
psychically. Good memory.
Yeah, I don't know how. And I remember you. I forgot all your signs, and then you told me, you just said I'm a dangerous person, and then I remember Gemini Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You called me a dangerous person. Because you were saying what you were, and then Kelly said her sun and rising, yeah. And you were like, okay, that means you're this, and then I told you what I was, and you went, oh, that means to me that you are a dangerous person.
I think you... <'Cause> I still haven't stopped concluding that, yeah. Even as I'm like, I'm reassessing it in my brain right now just to like see if I change it, and I'm like, nope.
I don't feel like a dangerous person, but yeah, you were like, I just picture two little scorpion twins snapping their little...
Just going... And then, like, with their little eyes and, like, need to control things.
Sounds right.
I'm a Gemini, and I know people think that we're liars, and I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's because, I don't know if this happens to you, but I just consistently, Peter has suffered from this, but I just consistently shift how I, in such an absolute way about how I feel about something. So I'm like... This is no good. I'm done with this situation or with thinking this way. And then next day, I'll be like, you know what? You know what? And then I'll fully flip, I'll flip entirely.
Yeah.
And I can't help it. I don't know. It's not.
Each one feels 100% true.
100. Yeah.
And then I was sort of just the other day, I think my boyfriend said, like, you've told me before that you like, you don't like that. And I was like, well, you can't trust whatever past Lindsay said.
Well, this other half.
Yeah, I was like, who knows my reasons for things?
Which half? Yeah, yeah. Which one person? My husband says I have 10 personalities, so that's good. I'm like, he's like, it's not even triplets. It's like
10.
10. Deca-plets. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, and they're all so valid. I don't know if it has to do with Gemini, but it definitely there's something there about like duplicity that I feel like it's the lying type. And then Scorpios are very like, they just psychically manipulate. I don't know how to explain that. My dad's a Scorpio, and I don't know how he gets away with some shit. I'm like, I don't understand. And your boyfriend's a Pisces.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Scorpio Pisces forever. Those two forever. Scorpio Pisces forever. Rihanna and Drake, nice. If you have to ever think about it, remember it. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so this is what I wanted you to do. I wanted to see if once you pick what deck you want me to read for you, if we can go ahead and you, so that you learn a little bit more about your cards, you can try to find those cards that we pull in your deck so that we can see the differences between cards.
Yeah.
And podcasting is not a visual medium.
Yeah, but, so it's great.
We will. So this is what I do. I come up with visual ideas and I do them in an auditive form.
TV shows, tarot.
Yeah. It's just exactly what I'm into. So first of all, let's just... get everyone in the same mood. I've been doing my grounding exercise. I usually just pull the cards and start reading them. No previous, like I don't
easing in.
I don't ease into it. I just go, and then it's always worked out for me. It never not work out. But when I read my own cards, it's very confusing, and I try not to do that. What I do is I pull a card of the day, and then that's it. I meditate on that card for the rest of the day. But lately, I've been like, some tarot readers on YouTube just go, I call in the divine, blah blah blah, and they have a specific ritual or sentence. So, a way to teach you how to use your cards, which is okay. This is perfect that you brought them. I'm so excited because part of Sassy Tarot to me is for people to learn how to use a deck. An oracle deck or a tarot deck specifically as a way for them to meditate on their own stuff, right? So the way I do it, because I read it for other people, is one card a day, and that's basically enough, you know?
Right.
For me, it's enough information, it's enough that I can extract from it. Sometimes I do a full reading and I read it like a book. Sometimes I'm like, okay, like I just pass cards and say and I'm like, I need to organize myself or go because I have, you know, like, yeah. I just, so that can happen sometimes. But the idea of Sassy Tarot is to empower people to read their own decks.
Cool.
so that they can meditate mm-hmm. with them. So this is a perfect example. This is how we're going to do it.
Great.
So first you can, extract your cards.
Take them out of the box.
Extract them.
Extract.
Of the box. And then you can shuffle them so that you can, you know, move that energy that they already were having. At the same time, I'm shuffling this Angel Oracle deck so we can have a card of the day. So no matter when you're listening to this episode, even if you're repeating it, this is a card for your day starting now. So I'm going to pull an angel deck for all of us, for the collective, as they say. That includes Alec and Peter and everyone who's here and listening. Okay. And our collective card is... this might have been my day. Okay. It's been in its acceptance.
Ooh.
See yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. So if you don't believe in angels, don't get trip the fuck up by that. You know, just like, see everyone with love, bitch. I don't know what to tell you. Unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. Right. So basically, it's weird that this is a paragraph right under acceptance, because to me, accepting, well, it is. It's kind of like, people are who they are, and that's it, right? There's no, if I have set expectations about who or why people are a certain way, or if I like get disappointed because they're not acting how I want them to act, mm-hmm. Then I'm setting myself up for basically being cranky all day. So
that's very interesting that you used that phrasing, because I finished a script today that was about that.
Really?
Yeah.
What? About what?
Well, a character says about wanting people to act exactly how they expect them to.
Wow.
So one character is acting out of the norm, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And their friend is getting very, very upset about this and wants to control them, and says, what's the phrasing I used? They're not acting like they should. And another character says, well, how should they be acting exactly?
Exactly.
Like, they're not your dolls.
That's the image that came to my mind when I said that phrase. It was like I'm a puppeteer, and I'm just like trying to make my little ideal world of behaviors towards me from people. And sometimes like I don't realize that I do that, and it's true that I do. I mean, everyone does, but
mm-hmm.
gosh, it's so hard. But this card also talks about, it's interesting that my phrasing was so
it was like
exact.
Dead on. I finished that today. I was talking about it before we started recording.
Before I came here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool. Maybe it was in the ether. I picked it up. There's like also this thing of like when you treat people with unconditional love or unconditional acceptance, you inspire and lift everyone to the highest, to their highest potential. So by basically including people in this like vision of your, if I see you at your highest, then that's kind of what you give me back. So in a way, I am manipulating the result but it's, the result is very open. It's like, what's your highest? And then I let that be. But it's funny. It's like, accept everyone, and by that, you will make them do this thing where they go higher.
Yeah. Or you make them better, better for you.
Yeah, which is how you manipulate them.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Manipulate through love and not doing anything.
Yeah. Perfect. That's how I do vengeance. I just hope that people will get what they deserve. And then when they do, I'm like, yeah, that's my revenge. But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I did that.
I did that. Yeah, that's me. That's me hoping for that. You receive this card to help your relationship with yourself and others. And next time you're tempted to judge yourself or someone else harshly, pray for their health and happiness instead. This more positive route, it builds self-esteem and harmony, and it heals relationships. Okay. And then it says, notice how much better you feel when you think positively about yourself and others. Don't try to control or change others. Let go of tendencies to force things to happen and you'll receive your desire or better outcome more peacefully when one door closes, another one opens. So this is good. I'm going to leave it here. So you can, when you open your cards, if it helps you center yourself, your mind, or connect with some kind of goal, there's so many ways and prayers and things, depending on what you believe in, that you can say to the cards. A lot of people say, I call in the divine to help me find the message for the highest good of this person. You know, it's not the message they want to hear, it's a message they need to hear at this moment for their highest good, something like that, you know? And then you can start your cards. I don't usually do that unless I feel a little stressed about the reading for some reason, or I feel like I was in a different page. Would you shuffle these?
Sure.
Or which ones do you want to use, actually?
Let me see. You can see them.
Manga or the Good Tarot? The Good Tarot is like, it applies the card to the highest good possible, while the manga just changes the language entirely this one changes the language entirely too. It's very like love instead of the lovers, it's like this, you know, like
love itself.
It's very like, yeah, it's love, a mirror, it's like a oneness, it's called. Mm-hmm. So it's like it really changes the what happens with it. Sorry to put you in the spot about picking if that's annoying. This is cool. It's a cool sweater. All right.
I am more drawn to the art of the manga.
Yeah, I figured. I had a feeling. Yeah. Okay. This is what I do. I do this. Would you do that to them? And then put them here, and then you'll cut them and give them to me, and then we'll read it. And I'll teach you what kind of spreads I do.
Okay.
So here's something I do while you shuffle, if that's okay. Here's something I do. What I go ahead and do is I have saved some screenshots of possible spreads, right? And so, for example, I saved this one. 2018 tarot spread. So this was in 2017. Mm-hmm. Card one, essence of the year. Card two, no. And then, what do I need to? Card two, no. Card three, do. Card four, receive. Card four again, believe. Then we have a full Celtic cross. You know, like, you can decide ahead of time. It's a relationship spread. So the forces and the underlying forces, what you want, what they want, what I need, what they need, how I see them, how they see me. You can do all kinds of what I do, my personal spread. So you can download spreads and like pre-agree with the cards, like, hey cards, just
this is what just we're a doing. Heads up.
Yeah, this is what we're doing. So can you please arrange yourself in the way according to this message or whatever. What I do is I take the card from the bottom of the deck, and that's the general energy or something that the theme, the main topic of the situation. Sometimes I pull a couple in that from the bottom, but it's usually one. And then I do 3 to 5 cards at the from the top of the deck. So those 3 to 5 cards sometimes come out as a timeline, and sometimes they are just separate things. It depends. We'll look for patterns and stuff. So your cards from the bottom of the deck are the 10 of Cups. Wow, how nice. Are you like in a good moment emotionally, I think?
I am.
Wow.
I like that art.
You are. Okay, here's a new beginning, but also, okay. Wow. Okay. Let me just take this in. From 2 to 9. Okay. Your cards are the Ace of Pentacles, the Sorceress, which in regular deck is the Magician. But this one, they reverse female and male in some key positions. So we'll talk about that.
Cool.
Then we have the 2 of Wands. Then we have the 9 of Pentacles. And then we have the King, the Prince of Swords, which to me, this is a Gemini card. Absolutely. Like, kind of fast with words and thoughts, but a little hasty, which is, it's okay. It's also like, to me, it's a card of social communications, any kind of media entertainment, anything that uses words, or anything that cuts the air in order to happen, right? It's also a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius card. Okay, so what I'm seeing here, with the Ten of Cups as a general energy, this is speaking to, this is kind of like a fleshing out. To me, these are stages of happiness, or how it's like the ways in which happiness is happening in your situation. It could very well be about your relation, your emotional relationship, about love, like a romantic love kind of deal, just because the Ten of Cups is a group. It's usually it has like depth of fulfillment. There's a deep emotional fulfillment that is not on your own, unlike the Nine of Pentacles. This is very like myself. So what I'm seeing here is a very well balanced kind of, I feel like you're balanced right now. You, this is almost like going to be boring because it's this is like perfect.
Should have done this last week when my meds were off.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. That's me last week too. I was like, I was not having fun. Yeah. Last week.
It was a bad week last week.
Yeah. But the okay, let me unpack this. So, well, let's look for the Ten of Cups in your deck if you can. The Ten of Cups, Ace of Pentacles, Sorceress, Two of Wands.
Who knows where anything is? There's 78.
There's 78. So I don't even know how this is split. Can I help you or should I help
you?
Yeah,
do you want to?
Yeah, I'll take up a little bit. Okay, so we have, oh, immediately High Priestess. Huh? This is the seven. So the numbers are here. And the suit this year.
Yeah.
Seven of Wands, Four of Swords. I'm just going to say words out loud until I...
What was the Ten of Cups?
Ten of Cups, the Knight of Swords. Page of Cups, Nine of Swords. Ace of Swords. Ace of Cups, nope. Hangman, this is very hard. This is, deck is so different. So this will happen. You have to connect to certain things. Like my first deck was a Dali tarot deck. And it was a very hard deck to start with. Because it's not Knight of Swords. Here we are.
Simple Health is care that fits your life. Using technology to provide simple, convenient, and affordable care at home started with online birth control prescriptions and delivery. A better way to get birth control is here. Are you trying for birth control for the first time? Or do you need to renew your, like, your prescriptions? Well, then you can just fill out an online health profile and answer some questions to find the best birth control for you. A doctor reviews if you're a good candidate for birth control, recommends a product, and writes a prescription. Then your birth control ships to your door, like to your door, on a recurring schedule. No interruptions. It's free with most insurance plans, and it starts at $15 a month without insurance. You already have a prescription and want to cut out the hassle of pharmacy visits? That's me, literally. It's all I do is skip my meds because I don't like going to the pharmacy. Then you just give us your pharmacy information. We'll do the work and transfer your like prescriptions, and they start shipping your birth control for you for free. So you don't have to go to any more doctor's offices, waiting rooms, or do the pharmacy lines that I hate so much. You get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule. Simple Health makes taking care of your wealth, Well, health is wealth. Well, it makes it simple. Also, with Simple Health, you have access to a doctor. Simple Health believes that insurance status or costs should never prevent women from getting birth control. Simple Health helps cut those barriers down for all women. You know, birth control is a very personal choice. I know for a fact that's the case. Simple Health is a discreet and comfortable option. No labels on the shipment or telling a 50-year-old man what your sexual activity is like. God knows I had to do that. It's just you and your phone at home. It's that intimate. Simple Health doctors can prescribe over 100 brands of the pill, as well as a patch or ring. And you know what? They personalize their accommodation based on your health profile and personal references, of course. It's reliable, you know. It offers trusted brands of birth control. They're not trying to make their own birth control like cookie cooks. They're just selling what's out there. And licensed doctors help design the product and review every patient with rigor and care. It offers affordable health care regardless of insurance. You know, in Venezuela, you can just get control and birth control in the pharmacy, but here you have to go through a doctor. And for the longest time, I didn't want to get any kind of birth control because of that. But Simple Health would have been the solution for me to not get so scared in my youth. So, you know, also one of the things that happens to me is that I skip on my prescription medications because I don't go to the pharmacy, but this would like take that away, you know? So, the prescription is usually $20, but Simple Health is giving my listeners a free prescription. Just go to simplehealth.com/tarot, or you can enter my code tarot at the checkout. simplehealth.com/tarot. simplehealth.com/tarot. So, as you know, this is amazing, but isn't a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist. You should still get checkups as needed, as you know, but it is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. Again, check out Simple Health and get a free prescription by going to simplehealth.com/tarot or just enter tarot at checkout in the code part. Give it a try and thank me later.
What
Ten
is this?
Ten of Cups?
Ten of Cups.
Ten of Cups.
Whoa. Gorgeous. Two of Pretty. Pentacles, Knight of Wands, the Lovers. This is very
what
hard.
Else is there?
I'm like, this might work or might not. Nine of Pentacles. Here we are. Eight of Swords. We have the Ace of Pentacles, the Magician, the Two of Wands, and the Nine of Pentacles.
What's Page of Pentacles?
The Page of Pentacles.
That's different.
No, this is the Nine of... Yeah, it's different. Okay, so let's see this Ten of Cups. Wow, so see how in this Ten of Cups, there's actually all those cards. The first thing I'm seeing is that all those cards have death because it's Santa Muerte, right? So it's about... Everything's about death, skeletons. It's very, like, Mexican imagery.
Yeah.
If you get the Page of Swords, get it too. And then the Magician, perfect. And then here in this Ten of Cups, there's not even one human figure.
Yeah.
When the Ten of Cups usually does have human figures, and it's usually like a couple celebrating, two kids, like a field, a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rainbow here, but it's just like, it's as if like the only way they can place humans in this deck is by making them dead. So they avoided
so
it altogether.
It's just a butterfly.
It's about life. So butterfly is potential for development and huge amounts of growth. It's interesting. It's as if you've completed a big stage of emotional growth and now you're ready to like start again. And I'm not only saying this because I'm seeing this. There's also like a spring card in this deck specifically. Happy home, happy village, happy group. You're like at peace with like your groups right now. So that's why I'm saying like it's going to be a boring reading because everyone's like when it's like so happy.
Which is very unusual for me.
Like you've completed the top half of your wings and now you're like so sure that the second half is forming. Like you're sure that it's happening. Like it's very... Here you are. This is you. You have a little happy home. And by house, sometimes in like dreams, a house means you, your body, like how your structure, your mind, your person. While the ocean usually means your psyche, your subconscious mind. So if you have a dream of water and the water is like very dark, that changes like how your psyche is like telling you it is versus like if you have clear water just running, is it stale? Is it like moving? Is it dirty? Does it have things floating? Are you drowning in it? Like that tells you about your subconscious mind where you're at right now. In dreams, also a home, it's usually you. So is it big? Is it small? Are people chasing you? Are people invading it? Are you alone? Are you happy in it? Like those things tell you a little bit more about what your brain is, I guess, trying to tell you. Because there's no way to not associate it like that, because we've lived in homes since we are for generations now, right? For decades. So I think the universal consciousness is like used to the home being like private. Me. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're still looking for some cards, but it's okay. If you find the, I guess, the Nine of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles, and the Two of Wands.
Okay.
And the Page of Swords. I feel like I'm like doing an album, like a stickers album, like a I'll trade you this soccer player from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Those are the albums I used to complete, like the soccer players.
Sorry, Ace of Pentacles and what else?
Ace of Pentacles. We got the Two of Wands and the Page of Swords. Page of Swords. Okay, so the Ten of Cups. Okay, we've determined this. This is a really good moment for you. So what I'm seeing here is that you're having a couple of new beginnings, right? And you're having also like a completion of a cycle of singleship. Like, I know you've dated for a while, but I mean, you have also gotten to the point where you feel good on your own as well. I don't know if this makes sense, but, or maybe if you don't, this is an advice. But this is, the Nine of Pentacles is usually a single card, and it doesn't mean that you're single. It just means like the dude can go
like self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. I make my own money. I pay for my own beauty things, whatever that is, like clothes, my life. You know, I have my own hobbies. I do my own thing, and I'm very fulfilled within those things. So this is a very self-fulfilled card within this emotional thing. Okay, so first of all, there's some kind of resource or new thing that's coming as if from the heavens, and you can take it or leave it. I feel like the Ace of Pentacles alongside with the Magician means that you have all the tools to turn any kind of resource idea. This is, to me, is a baby. It could be brand new script, and it's not because you just said that, but a brand new, like, it's usually like a thing that has materialized coming from like as if the heavens, like, right, boom, brand new. You've gotten this already. Like, this is, there's a new thing that has like that came to you. To me, this is a baby card, a newborn baby. So if you, I treat projects as babies, right? Like people say, like, I gave birth to this project, right?
Yeah.
So this, the Ace of Pentacles to me is that kind of feeling of like, there was nothing. And now there's this like, this pop, this new thing is now here, right? And what is going to happen with it? We have from the 1 till the 10 of Pentacles to decipher what we're going to do with it, you know? But, the first thing that has to happen is that we grab it, because the potential in the Ace of Pentacles is a little different. But if it was an Ace of Swords, it's a brand new like truth that's coming, or communication, or something comes like from out of the blue, and it cuts the air, and it make, and you can grab it or not, you can listen to it or not. So like that's the force of the Ace is that it's spirit being like, here it is. Now you can do nothing with it. You can just put it there, or you can take it or not. You can be too bored with your own life to even see it, because aces are happening all the time. New beginnings are happening all the time. We meet new people who could be our resources all of the time. Now, do we use them? I mean, sometimes we don't. We don't need it. Or sometimes we have the time to create something new, and we use it to watch television because thank you for this, for the Ace, but I need to rest. I need to do something else, right? But here feels like you are actually moving forward with it. I have a feeling that whatever, something is making you extremely happy, and it's like fulfilling you emotionally, and I think it has to do with something that has materialized, and now you're figuring out what to do with it. It's well expected. It feels to me like it's going to give you money, self-sufficiency, even like it might even feel like a hobby or something that comes so natural to you. It's not even like It doesn't almost feel like work, even though it might be just because of this. If the Ten of Cups wasn't here, like, so like home, but because of this card, okay, so I'm reading a two card thing, but because this, I talk so much, my instinct was to talk about how houses are you, uh-huh. and this like a Ten of Cups is a little house with a big heart. It uh-huh. feels that that's who you are, right? So you are at this point where you're like this little house with this big heart. That's like, so it's not a mansion. You don't feel like, oh yeah, here I am, I entered this place, like revere me. Like uh-huh. it feels like you're like, here I am.
It's like, I've got my safe little space.
Yes, yes. And but it's a big heart, like it's uh-huh. and it's out there. So uh-huh. I feel like you're putting your heart out there in a small, in a way that's small. It's not in your face. This has happened as if from there's this new thing that's it's as if you took an idea and turned it into you've made it into a thing, right? A new inspiration. Why am I like malleable? I feel like you made this, right? This coin. The reason I'm saying that is because there's this, the Magician is coming right after. So uh-huh. the Magician is the one card of all of the deck, of the 78 cards, is the one person who has, in the traditional deck, he has a table and he has a wand, a pentacle, a cup, and a sword. So he has all of the suits in his on his table, uh-huh. which means he has all of the tools available to make whatever he wants.
Gotcha.
And that's the power of manifestation. It's like, it's also the card of as above, so below. So like, as I think things, they happen. As I see, if I see them in my mind, they're in my hand. Uh-huh. If I command the powers of the universe to give this to me, they appear in front uh-huh. of me. It's that kind of power. And you have the tools, like you're super aware. It's as if like this emotional happiness is bringing you the powers of manifestation. See how it's like she's like commanding,
yeah,
the like bright light from
yeah,
the
like
universe.
She's created that ball of light.
Yes, and it's a commanding, but commanding doesn't mean like brattiness. Commanding mm-hmm. means just knowing that you have that energy available and that and you're requesting it to come to you. Mm-hmm. You're using yourself as the Magician is also. They say she's transparent because, like, it comes from, like, whatever energy comes from the heaven goes through her and it turns into a thing. But the Magician itself is not the thing.
The thing.
It's just a vehicle, right? Uh-huh. So this mixed with this and it being so swords, I feel like this is about communication, writing, anything that cuts the air, right? And you mentioned a script. And to me, those are... So that's why I'm like, I know you mentioned it and I'm not trying to, like... pretend
no,
like that's
yeah,
not it.
I mean, that's what I'm working on, and I'm like very hopeful that projects will actually start to move forward. That I'll, more to the point, I'm hopeful that I'll actually start to work on the ideas that I have.
Right. I like that. The ideas that you have.
Yeah.
Because here's another thing is that in this deck, for some reason, the Magician has the sword. Mm-hmm. And we already talk about swords a little bit. That's mental activity. That's what cuts the air. So airwaves. It's the also speaking your truth, saying what you think, regardless of who may get cut. It's just not about that. It's about you need to say the truth, right? So it's as if there's a new idea or resource. Let's just call it resource, right? Uh-huh. Generic. So I'm not like your script, but maybe it's, I feel like it is because you gave birth to it. But maybe it's like a resource.
Well, but also a big concern of mine is when will I have projects going forward so that I have a stable career so that I can get married and have kids?
It feels like that's, yeah, it's the top of your head. Yeah, I understand. I fully understand your concern because that's exactly where I'm uh-huh. at. Like this year, I'm like, how do I mean, yeah. I got married before that happened, but, and it can be done, but it's easier if you can just, you know, have the resources and feel like you're personally here where you're like fully stable on your own without it being a concern. So... okay, let's see. But this happens fast. This is what I'm... Okay, I'm going to tell you. First of all, I feel as if you know. Okay. This emotional fulfillment here, it's as if she's commanding it. She's like, okay, from that juju, from that energy, I'm just like requesting it to come to me. It's not a request. It's coming.
Uh-huh.
And as it comes to me with this sword, it's as if you grab that coin, that idea, that thing, that... Right, because why is it an idea? Because when you think... There's ideas coming to your head all of the time. But the moment you do grab one and decide to use the tools to turn it into something, mm-hmm. to use it, like, to you grab it from the ether, use yourself as this, like... thank you, that's exactly the word that I was looking for. And yeah, I was gonna say transmutation method. and then you turn it with your heart and like with your knowledge, with planning and kind of like a vision. You have a, this is so raw that when you use yourself, you bring a vision of what it could be. You turn it into like this nine. So you go from like one and two, which is planning and plotting and like the beginning, right? The uh-huh. birth of something.
Uh-huh.
And you, it feels as if quickly you run into this nine. It's not, it's a fast progression uh-huh. to me. If there was like a one and a four, and then it goes back to like a two, and then it goes to like a three.
Like a zero
and
then, to 60 type.
Yes. It, yeah, feeling. This is zero to 60. It's a one to nine. One to nine. Once you find this emotional fulfillment, you're able to see the ideas and opportunities that are coming your way, maybe even money opportunities, money offers. This could be also contracts, offers of money, something that has happened. This is past, right? So something that has happened that you were like, I can see how this is a resource. And then you like started turning it by almost like alchemy into something else, right? The alchemy was not just energetic. It was also like actual planning. See how that she's holding? She can pick either of those two wands and she could go either way. And she literally put her heart in her hands and it's like,
yeah, it's like a little necklace.
Where do I go? Where do I go? Or an oracle. Or it's like using your heart as an oracle, or using an oracle as your heart.
That's interesting. There are a bunch of butterflies in this.
Yes, there's like
a butterfly flying, and her dress is covered in butterflies.
That means there's like so much potential, right? Because it's a two. It's not like, but see, like the ones don't have butterflies here, or the ten of here doesn't have butterflies. Okay, so let's talk about this. This is what we're talking about. She's like, hard. What do I want? What is this? What do I feel? Now I know I have this resource, and I know I can turn it into whatever I want, and I know I feel happy. And this is about my happiness. This is about finding this, like my home, my Ten of Cups, my fulfillment, my pets, my home. Like this is a home life, right? Emotional, uh-huh. emotional home life in groups. It's uh-huh. not, it's not about alone. Your peers, your, even inside a company, it could be like a really good place to work at. And it's as if you're asking your own heart, like, how do I do this? What path should I pick? This is a really good card. This is like conquering your passion to turn it into something. So you're taking an opportunity that came to you as if out of the blue. What is, like, what's a resource that comes out of nowhere? Someone that you randomly meet. Some offer that are like an audition, something that randomly happens, right? Or like an opportunity to do a... what do you call those shows that come out of the shows?
Spinoff.
Thank you. A spinoff of something. Mm-hmm. I see spinoff. That was Peter's voice, guys. A rare...
There he was.
...incident. And you're like Why the fuck do I do this? I don't know, but I feel like you pick right because this goes straight to the nine. Let's talk about this Prince of Swords. I want to clarify this. But before we go into that, I want to show you your Santa Muerte cards and how they translate into what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you find the Ace of Pentacles?
No, I didn't.
Okay, maybe I skipped it somehow. But let's talk about this magician. So, in the Santa Muerte magician, it is a table. His or her hat is covered. It's like full of candles, lit candles. As if indicating there's like a self-made connection to spirit. Like it's an active work in connecting to your crown chakra. There's active work. The way to command this energy to manifest is to actively work on connecting to like this antenna that is on top of your head that's like receiving messages, ideas, needs to be like fully sharp. You need to clear that out. I don't know if it's like you put crystals on top of you or sage or you just meditate, you know, however you feel that you get more in tune with, like, I don't know why. I feel like you're in a receptive mode where like ideas are coming your way right now, or things are like you're able to see, like, I want to say trends. Like you're able to see what's going to be cutting the air in the future. And you're catching it early, right? Uh-huh. You know when you have an idea and you don't really develop it, but you're like, oh, this would be cool. And then like a year later, you see a movie about that and you're like, whoa. And then like two other people were like, all right. That means to me, I concluded a long time ago that ideas are in the ether.
Yeah.
And they're ready.
I totally believe that.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're ready for the one who will not only catch them, because so many people do catch specific ideas. It's for the one who will catch it and also make it the best and work it and actually make it, manifest it. So it feels to me as if like you are in tune with the more you're in tune with your heart and your feeling, you need to follow your bliss. Number one, you need to be as happy as you can possibly get. Anytime you're like wondering about shit, you're like, get happy. There's a really good person that I like listening to that taught me this, and it's all on YouTube. It's called, she's called Abraham Hicks, and she's like the first person to talk about The Secret and all that stuff. She has a little more complicated version of it, and it's kind of wild, but she channels like beings of light or whatever, and then she talks as if she was them. Mm-hmm. So she talks of herself in the third person, and it's a little weird. So if you can get past that and listen to the message, but the main message of all of her lectures or talks are about get happy. Get happy first, things fall into place. Get happy, get happy, get happy, right? So I feel like this is the main message here, is like how this happiness is like opening up things coming your way. It's opening up you intercepting the airwaves and commanding energy to make yourself the vehicle for certain ideas. It's about how when you get happy, you're better able to understand what routes to take, because you're not hesitating, because you're not like thinking about money or influences or what people will say or what, you know, like you're thinking about what would make me happy. Of course, if happy is money, you know that, but that's good because you're clear. Uh-huh. You're clear on it. And then if you don't have money, it's not like you're going to get thrown out of whack because you don't have it. It's okay. You just know, well, what can I do to get happy now? And I know that money is my happiness as well.
Which one is that middle one?
This is a Two of Wands.
Okay, I did find that, and it looks crazy.
Wow. Yeah, this is like, it's different. And Santa Muerte is like, is to her, it's like, I can pick one or the other path, and I'm choosing with my heart, right? Yeah. With the passion of my heart.
Yeah.
And in this one, it reminds me of the Two of Swords. It's kind of like picking which gun you're going to shoot that bitch with. I don't know.
It is a freaking skeleton holding two guns with
In a cross. Like, yeah, cross arm.
Thing over his face.
Like a bandido.
Yeah.
So I think you maybe have to be also resourceful. And
He lives
interesting. See, this is like how, like, to me, this is crown illumination. Like, you need to clear, like, fully clear your antennas. And it's as if, like, you're receiving here and, like, making it happen in the table. So if that's an image that maybe works for you when you're writing, when you're creating your projects, when you're thinking of your own work, or even when you're trying to manifest, like, your emotional happiness, you can be like, take a few minutes to like receive the receive what you're gonna put out there. There's something here with it's strange to me that this deck is so hand focused. It's so focused on hands. I don't know if you do things with your hands. If you they say when you
I type.
Well, that's a big thing. You're molding with your hands. It's just not like ceramics, but it's the same. It's literally the same. So if you can, when you're waiting for things, they say some of the sacred art or like healing art is when women are waiting for an answer for something to happen. They need to get knitting, doing hands, doing any like clay work, plaster or anything that it's with your hands. Crafty, even cleaning, but you know, it's better if it's like artistic. Because that, I don't know, there's some channel, I don't know the actual explanation, but it's supposed to be what women do. And it's like in tune with like our bodies and cycles and how it all works. I don't know if this helps you, but I think you should get your hands on something if you're feeling like out of here. Yeah, it's like pick your gun. Yeah, who are you gonna... Like, I don't know who you're gonna kill.
That's so crazy. The art of this deck is beautiful, but it is, like, a very intense energy.
But this is, like, actually, this is, like, fire, passion of your heart. This is, like... This is, like, pure theory, right? And this is completed, like, emotional energy. This is, like, get lit up so you can decide what the fuck to do, right? If you're ever like, what do I do? It's, like, what makes you feel red hot enough to be, like, either put your heart out in your hands and be like, what? Or to, like, get so red that you're gonna be like, I'm gonna shoot with some, with one of these guns. So it's a very passion. Wants are fire. And it's passion of the soul, and it's that mean love, rage, anything that you associate with the color red. When you see red, and it can be like extreme horniness. It can be like I'm so angry of being where I'm. I've been standing and being in the same place that I want to just tear some shit, you know, like destroy the system kind of deal. So this is a destroy. This is like, what way do you want to destroy the system with? I don't know what that means, but I am sure that this has something to do with your this is actual passions, like the things that get you fired up. And it's not about rage or bad or jealousy. It's about which could be, but properly channeled, I mean, we get to this place. I need to talk about this. Okay, so I want to talk about the Prince of Swords. I don't know why you get this. Let me see. Oh, okay. Sorry. I want to know what this... Okay, there's a period of rest. There's... if I had to guess... If I had to guess, motherfucker, read the cards. There's this, like, you... Any deck that has someone... See, okay, so this is like, see how the this guy found the treasures of the Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he's so like ready to sell them, or he found like a mezcal farm, and he's like ready to open his own business and make all the money. This is the same as the Nine of Pentacles. So you do get to this. You can, if you manage this energy as I'm telling you, basically, or in a way that a version of it that works for you, you can get to this. Now, why is this Nine of Pentacles accompanied by the Prince of Swords? This is a Page of Swords. So to me, I don't know if you're a stalker, if you're like good at online stalking, good at like messaging, good at being like I feel like this takes... Okay, whatever you're doing here in the first three cards is taking you to a place where you're like stalking someone alone happily. Maybe this is a lot of reading, a lot of like... So you go from like someone who can potentially make messages happening, right? You're calling them in, to someone who's like using messages so frequently that's like second nature. It's like you're using the sword consistently, right? Uh-huh. And this is like in alone, on like on your own projects, your own thing.
Uh-huh.
So self-made luck regarding words, messages, self... It's like you go from zero to being an apprentice of words. Maybe you get like a job. Sorry. I don't want to be like predicting things that I don't know. But it, I feel like this is what, because I clarified it with the Six of Cups, which is like memories of the past, and the Four of Swords. So it's as if like, maybe I think you're going to write something about the past. I don't know if writing is what you want to do, but there's so many swords here. I mean,
yeah, I do currently have a job writing on a show.
Okay. So why is this evolving to this? I think you're going to go into writing something. First of all, this is extremely personal, and it has to do with a time where you had to like take a break. I don't know if there's a hiatus that was like traumatic for you, or some kind of like accident or moment where you had to like be forced to take a break that happened in the past or something. There's something here about the past and taking a break that I think you're gonna end up like writing about. And it, maybe it's like a full movie about that time where like, or a fictionalized version of something that has to do with your past, and you've had to work mentally through it.
Well, I have thought about writing something about my dad dying.
I'm like, this is what I'm seeing. Uh-huh. Okay, sorry, because this card is about needing mental rest after so much hurt.
Yeah.
Because the Three of Swords is about, the Three of Swords comes right after it, right before it, and it's deep heartbreak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused by... one of the swords is you, and another source is someone else, and the third, it can be a third person or it could be a situation. So it's like they're all stabbing a heart.
Uh-huh.
And then this person has taken them all out and needs to,
it's like recovering.
It's like when you sleep after crying so deeply.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is someone thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
And using the swords to write. That's why I'm like saying writing so much.
Uh-huh.
Especially because I asked to clarify the Prince of Swords, which was already giving me a vibe of like writing on my own, writing about what I know, giving a message of something I know, and it's my truth. Giving a message. I'm also seeing stalking. I don't know if this has to do with like, maybe it's kind of like a teen creep deal where you're like, you're kind of, the title of your podcast is like actually who you are inside.
It's
like,
a little, you yeah.
are a teen creep. But that's the vibe I'm getting. I don't know if this, any of this makes sense, but I feel like you have all
I'm not sure about the stalking part, but other stuff.
I don't know. I stalk online all the time. I'm like, who's that? And who's that friend? And what? And then I end up like set 10 tiers, 10 levels in into this story.
Uh-huh.
And then I meet the people that I saw online and stalk them. And I'm like, nice meeting you. I don't know you at all, or your life, or your dog or boyfriend that I also stalked.
And I liked every photo of.
Motherfucker. Why? Why? It's not necessarily because I'm like looking for anything specific. It's just plain fucking curiosity. I feel like you're in a moment of manifestation, and I don't know. I feel like your life is about to turn into something like, it's fast moving. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly, that's what I'm hoping for, is that I actually start working on my shit and getting it made, as opposed to just thinking of it endlessly.
It looks like it here. It looks like it here, but it looks like the focus of your the way you head here to the Nine of Pentacles and to like this person who's using the sword, like almost like blindly, like consistently, you're learning a new craft, like, and you're almost like so expert at it. So that's why you're going to this right now, this four and the six. The Six of Cups is a card of the past. This is memories of the past. I mean, we saw it in the Game of Trumps.
Yeah.
She gets almost trapped in it because she was like looking for her parents or her mom. And then, yeah, it's like almost like daydreaming of it consistently. Almost like this, like, this fulfillment that... Okay, let me just go in order instead of backtracking. There's an air of emotional fulfillment that is adorned or like coming alongside because of this. You're getting new ideas, insights, like your antennas are being sharp. You are able to manifest. You're in a moment where you can manifest whatever it is that you want to. It's good that you get clear on what it is that you want. Not like, I want to get married and have children. Like more like... for acting, right? I wanted to be better at it. But what does that mean, right? Because I'm at this point where it's so specific.
Yeah.
That only being better is too broad, right?
Yeah.
So what I was dealing with was like lack of confidence in terms of when I need to, let's say, in terms of the potential of roles that I could get with my phenotype and my type, you know, my boxes that people put me in.
Right.
So instead of being like, I want to be better at acting, I also want to have better opportunities to show what I can do. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that means that I want to be more confident and not care about the kind of roles I can get so that I can fearlessly get any role so that I can have a better range of things that I can try when I'm acting, so that way I get better, right? So it's way more specific because my career is so specific. It's like now I'm at this point, like you with writing and you with podcasting and all your creative endeavors, you're not a beginner. You're already at like a level. So all your goals need to be very specific so you can command them specifically. But you do get that. And now there's a part of you that's also like needs to get fired up about things. It doesn't mean negatively. It just means whatever gets you fucking going so that you can do what you need to do. And then from that like little formula, you go to this fulfillment, this like actual material fulfillment. You jump from the one and two, planning and plotting and getting ready, to a full blown thing, right? So you turn this one into a nine. Mm-hmm. You're turning this ace, this like, you're turning this idea, this disc that you're molding into, you're multiplying it by nine. That's like big, especially alongside with this 10 of cups here. So there's like a lot of emotional fulfillment that's gonna come from this like material well-being, but you are transforming it. See how like this is the vehicle is you. So much so that you feel like you're now, after this happens, you turn into like an expert. So much so that you can go to this place, because this is so
like all of those things need to happen before I'm like, or to prepare for that.
Yes, I feel like the right attitude is continue to follow your bliss. It's continue to clear your like channels with the divine or like whatever it is that gives you the ideas, to know that you have achieved this safe house and that you are solid, to not doubt that, you cannot doubt that anymore, to get fired up. And then you're able to like multiply this thing. But it's kind of like a simple formula. It's not like you have to break up a relationship and then go and then like be and like confront your mother. Like, no, you don't. There's no, this is very like self-power, commanding the way you talk about yourself and your power so that you can be empowered enough to do this. Cause this is like very draining. As you can see, this is going to be draining. So you need to be this sharp youngster here. Like, you need to be this sharp person. You need to be someone who's ready to jump in with the sword any second. And for that, I don't feel like you'll feel this empowered until you get here. And you won't get here until you like feel empowered to command. So like there's this like almost like loop cycle that will get you to this place. So if you're thinking about this and it's a serious goal, and maybe like you're like, I think I'm ready, I think I will be able to make it soon, just remember that you need to continue being here. This is like also fiery. This is like a very empowered person.
Mm-hmm.
Very red.
Very red. I sometimes get too fired up, and sometimes I get no fired up at all, and I should. And like, I got a starring role in a show once, and my God, I couldn't get fired up about it. And
really?
It was strange to me because that's all I wanted. And then I realized that it wasn't the right fit for whatever reason, you know? And so that made me realize like, whoa, okay, I really am signaling myself consistently. I just like sometimes don't listen because things look good on a checklist or they look good on paper. And so, but what about this? Like, when am I like, you know?
Yeah.
So those are the cards. And that added to acceptance, I feel like there's some like maybe need, you want to like manipulate things outside of you when you, all you need to do is command the energies that come to you, right?
Yeah.
Just because we got this card at the beginning and I'm adding it to, of course, the read. And yeah, there is room for development, but you already are like, you're developed. You're a grown up. Yeah, so those are your cards. I feel like,
cool.
This is a full read. I was like, this is going to be a little boring because it felt so like, here's your formula for happiness. Or like, happiness is giving you this formula. Which one is it? I don't know. I think happiness might be giving you a new way to go about certain things. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Okay. Do you have any questions? I don't know. Is this like any comments? I'm going to shuffle for the interactive read while you
tell
me.
No, that was really fun and cool.
I love tarot.
Yeah, it's fun. So like, you see how like, I don't know if this also helped you comparing like my manga tarot cards to your cards. I don't know if this helped you see them a little better. Like to me.
Yeah, I do feel like while I love the art of the Santa Muerte deck, it kind of lacks detail.
Yeah, it does. It does lack some, like.
So this definitely like feeds into understanding.
Then the Ten of Cups here to me is very, I wouldn't have guessed that's the Ten of Cups right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Two of Wands seemed like the Two of Swords to me, which is like a choice. Okay, guys, so if you're right now,
I think there's a tiny group of people waving to us from the tiny little house.
Are they? Oh, yeah. Maybe they are. Yeah. See how cute? So why, what does this tell you? Like, to me, it's like, it can look so simple, right? This like fulfillment. It can look so small, almost like it doesn't mean anything, but
it's like,
it's certainly there.
Home.
Yeah. It
just
is certainly there.
Just a little ways to go or something.
Because, like, what does make me the happiest? I mean, sometimes it's just a little hug. And I'm, like, the happiest from that all day. Sometimes it's just, like, a picture my grandma sent me. You know, like, it can look little. It can look very... It's not a big display of... Flew out emotions. So what we're going to do right now, and I invite you all to participate, is you're going to think of a topic or not. Leave it open. And I'm going to shuffle the cards, and I'm going to put three cards on the table. Downside up. No, upside down. What's a down? What's the up? I don't know.
Face down.
Face down. I just need you here.
Happy to be. I'd watch this every week.
My God. And then we're going to pick card one, two, or three, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. And that's our interactive read. So, I'm ready. Okay. So we have card number one, two, and three. I love this music, Peter. Peter, pick a card. Alec, Lindsay, pick a card. Okay, I have mine. I'm such a fraud. I always pick the same. But it's a fraud with myself, you know?
Sure.
Okay, so if you pick card number one, We got the Six of Cups. It's exactly this one that you got. So it's the Six of Water. In my good tarot deck, and you'll see it on the YouTube, the memories, so the Six of Water, let's just say the Six of Water because that's the name that it has. It always feels like it's memories of the past that
cause a little bit of pain.
They disempower you for some reason, because she's grabbing her like sacral and like solar plexus chakras. So yeah. To me, that's like anything that you think of about the past that like makes you, your belly, your
nostalgia,
intestines hurt.
It's like
sad ache in happiness. The belly. Yes.
Yeah.
I also feel like
yearning.
There's a yearning. There's a kind of a little bit of a tormenting. Not tormenting in a horrible way. It's just like, I don't have it anymore. And I wish I had it. And it's sad. It's kind of deal. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because usually this is a card that I really like when it's like this, but this one here is a little hard.
It does look sadder.
To me, it reminds me, like, in Venezuela, there are little places like this where you're, like, in this ponds made out of rocks in the ocean, like, paradise. And when I was little, I just didn't know I was in paradise. And then now, as a grown-up, I never see places like that anymore, and I can't ever go back. So to me, that's what this card gives me. It's like a deep longing for something that you didn't know you had, but now that you don't, it aches.
Like you feel the absence.
Yes,
of
but it's pleasant memories. Uh-huh. So it's never like I'm hurting because I'm traumatized by this horrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
It's more like, oh, that thing I'll never have again, and I didn't know I was so lucky to have. It's yesterday we were talking about that, right? Oh, okay. Peter said, if you pick card number two, you got the Seven of Water. Wow, it's in order. I really shuffle them, and they're never in order. So so we're emotional today. It's okay. If you pick card number one, no matter if you're thinking about a love relationship, clearly sometimes this is a soulmate card, so you're yearning. If you're yearning for something and you can't explain it, it might be like from past lives, if that's something you believe in, or it might just be that something, if it's about work, maybe. Okay, this is a question I'll ask you about card number one. Is there something triggering you? Is there something triggering something ancient, and why? So, like, if it's work and you feel rejected, if it's work and you don't feel like something's going right, or if it's work and things are going great, is this triggering something that you remember from somewhere else? And why? That's what I'm going to say. Okay. If you got card number two, I feel like someone has a lot of choices and you might be a little confused on what to pick. I would say that if you can, wait a little bit before you pick anything or what course of action or what to do, just because all the choices may look good, but not all that shines is gold. So there might be some choices that you think are viable and good, and they're not really as good as they could be, and those usually fizzle away. They just like they kind of fade away, right? So it might be, if you're asking about a person, they might be confused, they might have several choices of what to do with you. If you're asking about a job, whether you got it or not, maybe there's several candidates and they don't know which one is the real one, or maybe you are confused about what to pick, and this card is basically saying it's not time to pick yet. Some choices are not real, and those will fade away with in due time. Just have a little patience if you can. If you can, hold back. Hold. Hold it. Just hold it.
Hold steady.
If you pick card number three, my God, this wanted to come out so many times. I've seen it so many times. You got the Five of Fire, which is the Five of Wands. So this means that whatever you're asking about, there's other people involved. There's several things influencing the decisions. I'm loving this. there's several people influencing the decisions that you're making, and maybe people are giving you several opinions about what to do, or like giving you notes, or giving you, Yeah, opinions. Like, it's people just interjecting and you being like, okay, I don't know where to go, what to do, what is real. It's not conflict. It's like sparring, right? It's like, if it's, to me, this is a writer's room card where everyone has an idea and someone has to fucking pick what the right one is, and everyone's just like trying to, everyone's selling their own because they think that's the funniest one, that's the best one, right? But it's not necessarily like that in practice. So in this card, this person's sitting down kind of sighing like, I don't know, people are pulling me in different directions and I don't know what to do. There's also a card of kind of being busy, people requiring your attention. If you're the boss, if you're like, you didn't call me, like, you're, oh my God, you haven't hung out with me. Oh, what are you doing? Like, when do we even see you? Like, that's like that card. So I feel like the energies right now are a little bit nostalgic and confused, and everyone's feeling a little pulled. Maybe that's why the card of acceptance came out at the beginning. Because it feels like there's a lot of like other people not being ideal right now, and you going to the past and being like, oh, I wish this was like before. So be patient, accept people, and remember you're better manipulating them by having unconditional love towards them, right? Because that's how they get to do what you want, which is being being better.
Good.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me.
Would you like to plug your stuff?
Yes.
Your socials?
All my stuff.
Putts?
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lindsay K. Ty.
K-Ty, that's how you say it, actually.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine. It doesn't look that way, so I don't know why anyone would jump to that.
I read what I
it
look
looks
at.
Looks like K-Ty.
Yeah, K-Ty.
Yep. No one would know it was a long A. And you can listen to Teen Creeps, also on Forever Dog.
So good.
Network.
Yes.
And I write on the show Infinity Train, which will be premiering on Cartoon Network this year.
Cool.
We don't know when yet. We would really like to know when. I would love it if I knew when.
It would be great.
It would be great. I would like to know when the show is on.
So if you're listening and from Cartoon Network, I just pulled a card for you and it says just fucking announce your shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So that's, now you know. That's my stuff.
Oh, cool. Well, I am so happy that you came here. I'm so happy to
Me
have
too.
You. Thank you so much. I hope this was at least useful. The way I see it is
I hope
at least you meditated on your life and kind of like try to, it help you figure out things. At least as I'm talking, you're like calculating, recalculating, and maybe something came out of that. So
yeah.
Hopefully that happened. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, you know, if you're listening, if you're just joining us, you're surely doing it wrong. So then just go back to the beginning. Just make sure that you tweet at us. I'm posting a daily card if you want. It's at Sassy Tarot Pod. I don't know why I said tweet, because I'm not that active on Twitter. I just post the same card of the day as on Instagram. But on Instagram, I'll reply to your messages. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. So take advantage of that, because it's, I mean, yeah, sounds cool. As always, in the music, there was and is Peter Mark Kendall. Yeah, yeah, he is and was. It's true. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.